is to adopt the recommendation of the examination committee that you be licensed to preach the gospel in your church in Santo Domingo. So we have a formula for you to follow, some things for you to affirm. I don't know, Jason, will we need you for translation? Okay, very good. So Dr. Pollack will proceed then.
So Ramon, I'm going to read some prescribed questions for licensure and ask you to answer each question in turn. Do you believe the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments to be the verbally inspired word of God, the only infallible rule of faith and practice?
I do.
Do you confess the Lord Jehovah as one God in the Trinity of eternal persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And do you acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord?
I do.
Do you sincerely receive and believe the confession and constitution of this church as containing the system of doctrine and polity taught in the Word of God? Are you firmly resolved through divine grace to adhere to the doctrine contained in these substandards and teach and defend it to the utmost of your power against all error?
I am.
The following are distinct positions of doctrine and practice of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. A. The Christ-centered exposition of Reformed faith with a strong commitment to evangelism. B. The centrality and all-sufficiency of the person and work of Christ in the preaching of the gospel. C. The doctrine of God's free justification of sinners by grace alone, through faith alone, in the merits of Christ alone. D. Separation from the apostasy of the ecumenical movement. Opposition to false charismatism. And steadfast adherence to the historic, reformed, and Protestant faith. E. The personal separation of believers from worldliness in holiness unto the Lord. F. The necessity of giving ourselves to earnest prayer for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit's power to make our service effective and glorifying to God and for genuine revival in our day. Do you sincerely embrace and will you faithfully maintain these distinctive positions?
I do and I will.
Are you now willing to assume the responsibilities of licensed minister in this denomination, engaging to conduct yourself with exemplary piety, and to be faithful and diligent in the exercise of all personal and private duties that become you as a Christian and a minister of the gospel, as well as in all the duties that pertain to your particular responsibilities?
I am.
Having answered those questions, and the candidate will now sign the confessional substandards of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America under the following formula. I believe the confessional substandards of this church to be founded on and agreeable to the Word of God, and as such, I subscribe them as a confession of my own faith. Yes, sign here, brother. Today is October 6th.
Father, we thank thee for thy grace. We thank thee that in thy good providence thou hast seen fit to bring one of thy servants among us.
Yes. Amen.
We thank thee for his desire to preach Christ, for his desire to pray privately and corporately. We thank thee, Lord, for the way that our brother leads his family, for the recent baptism of his daughters. O Lord, we do ask that thy hands would be upon our brother for good.
Yes.
We do pray that thou wilt give him unction from on high. Amen. And O Lord, that unction must come from thee. May he know thy power. May he be given souls for his hire. May he be equipped to build up the people that sit under his ministry. And may the kingdom of God advance in the Dominican Republic. So, Lord, take our thanks for this wonderful occasion. We were thinking this morning, O Lord, on tears. And, O Lord, these are joyful tears now for this happy blessing. And we give thee our praise and our thanks. Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the great King and only Head of the Church, we, the Presbytery of the Free Presbyterian Church, according to the authority that Christ has vested in us, do hereby give you, Ramon Sosa, the authority to preach under the license of the Free Presbyterian Church, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.